Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Sunday, August 7th, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the Portland Indo Expo 2016. I'm Radical Russ Belville with CannabisRadio.com, and we're coming to you live from the Expo Center in Portland, Oregon, for day two of the conference. And plenty of vendors here, about 250 different exhibitors and all sorts of fantastic seminars that are going on and exhibits for you to check out. Make sure you get here early. It goes from 10 to 4 today. The public is welcome, and I understand OMMP medical marijuana patients get in free today, so that's really cool. Ben is joining us here with Pure Pressure. Ben, welcome to our show. Oh, let me get your mic turned up. That'll help. There we go.
Thank you.
All right. So, Ben with Pure Pressure, tell us what Pure Pressure is all about.
Pure Pressure is a company that builds rosin presses, tea bags, and accessories. So, rosin press for the layman is basically a very simple way to extract the oils from any plant, really, but specifically the cannabis plant, and make it attainable to anybody with a safe, chemical-free process.
Yeah, this is something that's really important for our Oregon listeners out there, because when it comes to Oregon's law on concentrates versus extracts, extracts are things that you process with hydrocarbons, you know, BHO and stuff.
Exactly.
And concentrates are things that you make ice water hash and rosin press come under the concentrates, and you can have a pound of that stuff, so you
exactly
want to get involved in this kind of thing. So this is the upgrade from the old hair straightening iron, right?
Yeah, we've all been there and done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started with that and then slowly worked our way up to the machine we have now, which is the Pikes Peak Rosin Press. Super easy to use pneumatic press that, like I said, is very safe, no chemicals, just an air compressor and a 110 outlet. That's all you need.
Man, that's amazing. And what's the rate on this? I mean, when someone's trying to, like, how much product would they put in, and then how much result would they get out? How long would it take?
So it's always about, you know, you can only take out as much as you put in. So,
sure.
You know, start with good quality product is key. And then if you're pressing, you know, key for something like that, you might see 50, 60% yield. Flowers around 25-30% and trim down around that 15-20.
Wow. You know, and if you just got a bunch of trim and nothing else to do with it, why not press it?
Exactly. And, you know, you can take trim and keef it in a tumbler. Friendly Farms has something like that. And, you know, you get that keef, you get that really high oil content, makes your pressing process go a lot nicer.
Mm. All right. And you also are doing the bubble bag. Do you have that as well?
They're tea bags, and that's for pressing, particularly keef and broken up flower, that kind of thing. It just keeps the plant matter inside the tea bag, and then all your oils are extracted. It's just a way for a nice, clean separation, and then you can just dispose of that plant matter afterwards.
Gotcha. So how did this company get started?
You know, my business partner came to me and said that, you know, there's a few presses on the market, and the quality wasn't there, the consistency wasn't there, the customer service wasn't there, and we thought that we were able to deliver the whole package and bring this to the market and really kind of serve this new industry, and so that's what we're trying to do.
What did you improve upon from the products that you'd already seen out there?
A lot of things. You know, our ultimate goal was safety. So we integrated a lot of safety features, and then really just building a press that's maintenance free and designed to last. You know, we had two presses ourselves that broke within the first few weeks of operation that we had purchased, and so just getting away from that and getting to something where somebody just goes and turns it on and runs it all day and not even think about the fact that it could even break. You know, that shouldn't be an option.
So before you got into this business, what was your background? What brought you to the cannabis industry?
Actually, my background is in mechanical engineering. So I had been doing machine design for a while and decided that, you know, with this growing market, this was a great opportunity, and we really wanted to bring something out there to help the medical industry, and something that was attainable to everybody and safe and clean.
And you're based here in Oregon?
We're actually in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
Yep. And everything that we make is designed, manufactured, assembled, everything in Colorado.
Wow. Making America great again.
That's right.
By manufacturing things right here.
Trying to, yeah.
That's fantastic. Any yeah. plans on expansion to other states, especially after this election? A lot more may be legal.
Oh, yeah. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I feel like things are just getting started. So
wow.
We're excited.
Well, it's always great meeting young entrepreneurs that are getting involved in this industry. How had cannabis been a part of your life? Is it something that's new to you or something that's always been there?
I've definitely dabbled for quite a while
yeah.
now, so there's no...
That's good. No, I mean, a lot of people I know, they get their advanced degrees, tell me that, hey, there's no way I would have gotten through grad school without...
Oh, I completely agree.
Right on. Well, tell our listeners out there how they can learn more about Pure Pressure and get some of your product info.
Yeah, so everything is going to be on our website at www.gopurepressure.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. It's gopurepressure. And Facebook as well.
Right on. Well, Ben with Pure Pressure here at the Portland Indo Expo 2016, Portland, Oregon. Thanks for joining us and for making a great product for people to get some of that press out.
Right on. Thanks, Russ.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more here at the 2016 Expo right after this.